Well, hello and welcome to a CHRM Radio Bulletin. And in this CHRM Radio Bulletin, we will be talking to Steve Hughes, who's CEO of CORE, after CORE and STG acquire ECHA. Let's get straight to the conversation. Steve, congratulations. I understand that the acquisition of ECHA is now completed. And I guess my first question for you is, why ECHA?
Okay. Let me just step back a little. When we look at the supply market, which I know is kind of your area of expertise, we see it in three tiers. So at the top tier of that supply industry, so I'm not talking about clients, I'm talking about vendors like us. Mm-hmm. At the top end, you've got FIS, SAP, and of course Ion.
Yeah.
And they're the three, you know, multi-billion dollar corporations. And if you kind of analyze that, or my view of it is this: if you take FIS, it's got a few products in there, but it's a very small part of a much broader portfolio. So you could argue they're not really focused there, but it doesn't mean they don't get chosen and win. SAP tends to be a wall-to-wall SAP. They've got some capability. They've got some module that claims to do CRM, so we'll pick that up. But again, I think people even in SAP know it doesn't really. It hasn't got the strength of other players, and particularly Ion. So the main player up there is really Ion, who do take it seriously. As you know, I was the Ion when firstly I sold Aspect to them, and then we went on and bought OpenLink and Allegro. We already had Triple Point, so they had some of the biggest and brightest brands around. So they do take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tier one for us. Tier two is people like Brady, Quor, Amphora, Pioneer, and those companies that one have got some kind of critical mass and are well established and gained some success. They're profitable, they're sizable. And that's what we term tier two. And we reckon there's maybe 12, 15 companies in there. The tier three is, again, an area that you know better than most, is this very long tail of maybe 100 companies that are all trying to establish themselves and climb the greasy pole.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I mentioned that hierarchy of one, two, and three is this. If we acquire a tier two company of, let's say it's $30 million in revenue, the cost of doing that in legal effort and time effort is the same as whether it's a $30 million company or a $3 million company.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, if we're going to go shopping, we do have a war chest, we're going to go shopping, we'd much rather pick up a big one or a sizable one than the small one. So the priority is tier two. It doesn't mean that we won't pick up tier three, and we'll come to that later, but the priority is definitely tier two. So if you look at within tier two itself, ECHA's clearly in there. It's very well established. It's definitely got critical mass. It's got a great track record of diversification, growth, and technology innovation, particularly of late in the last maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So for us, it was an extremely attractive gem within the tier two space. And, you know, adds a lot to what CORE's doing generally. So that's really the reason we went for ECHA. So hopefully that gives you enough.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I think we would probably classify the vendor list almost exactly the same, tier one, two, and three.
I stole it from you guys, Gary.
Okay, that's nice to know. So I guess the next question for the, you know, for those that are interested in this sort of stuff is, how are the two companies going to integrate and come together? What's the plan?
Right, okay. So I think, as you know from your experience, mergers and integration are never simple and trivial. But I think if you get people focused on it and excited about it, then it can be done quickly and effectively. So let me tell you what we've done and what we're doing. Obviously, the combined company financials are already modeled, so we know kind of what we're getting into financially from a cost revenue base, likely growth, and therefore what EBITDA will drop out. We have got an executive teams assembly planned, so that will get together the leadership teams at Eka and at Quore face to face this time. We obviously know these guys and we've spoken to them, but there's nothing better than working together. So that is planned, and will happen very shortly. On top of that, there's then a review of products. We all have a reasonable idea of what each other's portfolios are. We want a proper drains up to look at the broad portfolio of products and offerings that we've got and detect where there might be overlap and detect where there's uniqueness so that we can ultimately present a common sense proposition to clients. And by that, I mean, we may end up with 15 products. What we don't want to do is present those 15 products separately. What we'd rather do is have them to be industry specific. So what we might present, for example, is Quore for cotton. And whatever we have to put into that solution, maybe three products, it doesn't matter. So we're kind of turning things. It's very different to Ion. Ion says, basically, we've got five big products. Which one do you want? We're not saying that. We're saying, you are a cotton trading specialist. Let's put together the tech that fulfills your need uniquely, but it's just for you as a cotton trader. Similarly for concentrate, similarly for power, similarly for all the other sectors in which we might operate now and in the future. So that product review is critical to that, to make sure that we position everything correctly. The next thing is there is going to be a sales and marketing leadership assembly. And that's to validate the go-to-market model. Now, just briefly on that, the go-to-market model is a single motion. We're not having people that sell Eka products and Quore products, or indeed, if we acquire in the future, each product separately.
Right.
But to remember that those sales people that are knocking on the same doors. So we plan to have a single sales motion where a salesperson will again present those solutions. You are a cotton trader. We will present whatever's needed to make it successful for a cotton trader. So we will have a single sales and marketing team, but split into new business and account management. Because again, each company's got a very vibrant client base, and we need to look after them and make sure that they're getting the best from their investment. But we also need to win new logos. So that's kind of how we'll go to market. We'll go to market with a single sales team and a single marketing team. There will be regional differences, of course, because the one thing I've learned in my time in the commodities trading world is regional differences, really matter in terms of how the market's structured, how it develops, and so on. So we will be having that sales and marketing meeting. The other thing we're concentrating on a lot is what internally we call our one teams meeting. So that's a meeting that typically happens every month for all staff. At the minute, Eka have theirs and Quore has theirs, but obviously we're going to bring that together into a single meeting, with one difference in that every quarter, one of those meetings every quarter, in fact, it'll be the month after a quarter end. It'll be more face to face as we can get it. So there'll be executives traveling to offices in Cambridge, London, Geneva, Bengaluru, and wherever else, to kind of do that live and interactive, as well as, kind of all being together. And it's that communication plan and how we execute that I think really will make the difference. I think I mentioned before, this is my 25th merger and acquisition activity. So I have a great insight into what makes these things work. And at the end of the day, it's people, not the numbers I mentioned So this whole thing of building one team is a huge focus in the integration plan, and everybody would be involved in that. So in broad brushstrokes, that's kind of what the plan is in terms of the merger and integration.
Yeah, I mean, from what we've seen in the 20 odd years we've been covering the space, I'd absolutely agree. It's about having one team. We've seen examples of acquisitions where the acquired companies continue to compete with each other, which just doesn't do anybody any favors.
No, it doesn't, and it to me it's just not optimal. There's so much to be gained by acting as one team and a single motion, so I'm very keen on it.
Of course, you've already told us about Project Evolution. So I guess this will hopefully make the integration of the products easier in your view.
It will. So in two ways. One, it is highly likely that ECHA have already done work in this area. So there's no reason we wouldn't reuse that within the context of what we call Project Evolution. So that's number one. And secondly, it's a great way to do what I said earlier. Forget all our products and how they might grow over time as we acquire. How do we present that to a cotton trader different to a concentrates trader? Difference to a precious metals trader, because they are different businesses and they do act in different ways. So I think the whole thing will play very well into that. And again, we've got this opportunity to reuse some tech rather than spend more dollars on reinventing the wheel, if you will. So hopefully that'll fit in really nicely with this acquisition.
Our perception of the fit would be that both companies are kind of strong on the bulk commodities like ag softs, metals, not necessarily so much on the energy side, unless it was bulk energy products. Also, ECHA seemed to have, quite a presence in the risk analytics space, and also going even further into the mechanics of moving and managing commodities physically, some
It
interesting
is.
products that they picked up there. So that leaves you still with one or two holes. So I assume that means there'll be more acquisitions. What will four look like when you're complete?
So let me just touch on more acquisitions. So the plan is, you're right, we will have gaps when we acquire. With acquiring ECHA, but we know where the other companies are that we could acquire to fill those gaps, because ultimately we want a full range of commodity stretch from soup to nuts, literally from soup to nuts. And so we will be acquiring in those areas to fill the gaps. We definitely plan to acquire further, so you'll see the commodity reach extend broadly. The second thing is we're interested in picking up assets that are ancillary to that. Now, by that I mean, I'll give you one example. If you go into any trading organization, the heart of it is the commodity trading and risk management platform. Outside of that, there are many, if you will, satellite systems that they all seem to have, such as trade surveillance, increasingly important. So there's a whole battery of ancillary products that we think still relate to those customers that we want to work with that would be acquisition targets. So think of it as the center being the C2M stuff, and then this sphere outside of being related ancillary technology that helps that client. So we're quite ambitious on that. And I've told you before that we're very blessed at Quorin in that our investors, STG, number one, have got a reputation for bringing fabulous returns to, if you will, their investors. This money comes from somewhere, and it's mainly pension funds and insurance companies and the like. So at the end of the day, it's helping you and me, I guess. But when they bring that money in, they've done extremely well in terms of the return they've given, and they obviously intend to continue that. So with that, we plan to grow pretty quickly. So if you think in rounded terms, if you think core yesterday was 50, 55 people, and when we with Eka, we're now 200, 250 people. In 2027, we could be 1,000 people plus. And when you think about that, that would make Quor the biggest brand by people at least, and hopefully by revenue and so on in the industry, and a real kind of one-stop shop in the long term. So we definitely plan to acquire. And within that, we may acquire some of these point solutions I talked about earlier, the ones that maybe are a bit more niche, but they're in tier three. But as you know, there's some really exciting tech down there that I think would benefit from the lift that STG stroke Quor Group could give them. So they would be, part of the potential targets. And STG's deal team is exceptional at finding them, building the relationships with these acquisition targets, and presenting businesses like me or like Quor, here's what we're after, here's the shopping list, here's how we're progressing. And I can tell you from all the M&A stuff I've done in the past, that's a fantastic benefit. It's a bit like having a private shopper in Harrods or whatever.
There is, post some of the acquisitions that have been performed in the industry, there are some people that are not necessarily sort of fans of more M&A in the space. They feel, they invested in a certain vendor for a specific reason, and they rejected another vendor for a specific reason. So then to find out that the vendor that they rejected has acquired the vendor they wanted is a bit of a blow. So thinking about it from the buyer's perspective, what's the benefit to them of STG and Core becoming acquisitive and building themselves up into a larger
I
entity?
think keep two things in mind. One is, I know it's a really hackneyed phrase, but people buy from people. And I'm determined that this company is attracting, training, and developing people that are going to get the best relationships with those clients. So that's number one. Because when those original customers selected a product, they don't go, "I really like this salesperson, but I don't like that salesperson." Oh, okay, that's a weighing factor. But they really go, given that product over there, that fits the bulk of our needs, and this one less so. So I'd like to think that one, that doesn't change. Those products are still there. We're still investing in them. We're still supporting them. We hope that the support and the sales, all customer contact will be world class. So you've nothing to lose out there. I think the point to make is, you in some of these cases, you've got a much stronger financially viable home, both in the form of Quor itself, who's very profitable and cash rich and all those things, but with the backing of STG, which is one of the best PE firms in the industry with the best track record. I don't think they've got anything to worry about, but I do recognize that concern. And in fact, part of the plan, the integration plan, which I didn't mention earlier and should have done, is making sure that I and other senior people get in front of all of those clients. If you remember, that's what we did at Quor to kind of help change some past perceptions and so on. That's going to be critical, and we'll continue to do that for as long as it takes to keep all those clients happy.
Great. Well, I wish you lots of luck with this acquisition, and look forward to speaking to you in the future about others.
Yeah, and
Thanks a
then
lot.
talk about the next ones. Yeah. Okay. Many thanks, Gary. Good to speak to you again.